Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about all those people who are executed by burning Serefa. Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen hanisrafin. These are the people that are sentenced to burning. Haba'al Isha Ubita. Someone who has relations with a woman and her daughter. What that really means is somebody who has relations with his mother-in-law after he was already married to that woman's daughter. Ubat Kohen Shizinta. Same thing for a married daughter of a Kohen who committed adultery. She also is killed through Sirefa. The Pasuk straight out tells us that if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, he's punished with Sirefa, with burning. We also use that same Pasuk to tell us that it's the same punishment for other types of improper relationships with relatives. Yesh Bichlal Isha Ubita. Included within the pasuk about a woman and her daughter are the following relatives: Bito, Ubat Bito, Ubat Beno, a man's daughter. We're talking about a man's daughter through a woman he wasn't married to, or the daughter of his daughter, which is his granddaughter, or the daughter of his son, which is his granddaughter another way. Ubat Ishto, and the daughter of his wife. Here we're talking about a daughter through marriage. Ubat Bita, and her daughter. That means the woman he was married to, that had a child, which was a daughter. Her daughter, next generation down, is also prohibited. Ubat Bena, and the woman he was married to, let's say they had a boy, and then that boy gave birth to a girl. The grandfather here wouldn't be able to have relations with his granddaughter as well. Hamoto, a man's mother-in-law. V'im Hamoto, his mother-in-law's mother. V'im Hamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. All these are prohibited relationships that don't simply get a regular punishment for them, but they would get Serefa. Now we'll talk about sinners who get the execution of Hereg, which is beheading. V'eluhen ha-neheragim, these are the people who are punished with beheading. Harotzeach, someone who murders. V'ansheh ir hanidahat, and all those people who live in a town that's corrupt and worships idols. Now that we mentioned the crime of murder, the Mishnah is going to continue to talk about it. Roseach shehika et re'ehu be'evin o be'barzel. If a murderer hits his friend with a stone or a piece of iron, ve'kavash alav letoch ha'mayim o letoch ha'ur, ve'eno yachol la'alot misham. Or let's say he put his friend down in a pit of water or in fire, and the friend is unable to escape from there. Different ways of killing him, vamet, and then that friend died. Hayav, the murderer, is liable in this case, and he is executed. Even if the person fell in by himself, but he could have escaped, and the murderer let him stay down there, or he prevented his escaping, he's considered to be liable, and he gets executed. Dehafol letoch hamayim. But if he pushed his friend into a pit of water or into fire, and the friend was able to escape from there, vamet, but he died anyway, patur. The murderer here is not liable to be executed, because even though he pushed him in and he put him in that situation in the first place, the victim had the option of escaping and he didn't escape. So therefore, we can't say that the murderer in this case is liable to be punished. Shisa bo et hakelev, shisa bo et hanahash. If somebody made sure that a dog went and he bit one of his friends, or a snake, he pushed that snake, he teased it for example, and he made the snake go attack one of his friends, and then the animal here, either the dog or the snake, bit a person and killed it, patur, he's not liable for execution, because he didn't directly cause the death of the person. It was only, it was an indirect death. And we don't put somebody to death for causing an indirect death, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem will deal with him. He shich bo et hanahash, but if he took the snake and he opened up the snake's mouth and he took the teeth and he stuck it into somebody, and then the poison went in and killed him, Rabbi Yehuda mehayev, Rabbi Yehuda says the person is liable to be executed. He should be killed because it's considered to be a direct act of murder. V'achamim potrin, but the rabbis say no, he's not put to death because it's an indirect way of killing him. The machloket here between Rabbi Yehuda and Hachamim is where is the location of the poison. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the poison is already there in the fangs. So when he causes the teeth to go into the person, he's directly killing him. Well, Hachamim say, no, the poison is in the body, and only when the fangs are put into something, then does the poison come up. So they say it's a more indirect way of dying. In the next case, the victim of the attempted murder did not die right away, but he got better, and it looked like he was going to be okay, and then he died. Hamaket havero ben be'eben ben be'egrof. If somebody hits his friend, whether he hit him with a stone or with his fist, ve'amaduhu lemita. And then the judges said, oh, he looks like he was going to die from the attack. Ve'hukal mima shehaya. But then out of nowhere, he improved, and the judges changed their mind, and they said, oh, he looks like he's going to live. And then he got worse and then died. Hayab, the killer here, is liable to be executed because the first judgment of the judges here was that the victim is going to die. And therefore, if he dies without making full recovery, the killer would be responsible for the death. So if he was always in that red zone a little bit of not really being out of the woods, of not being clear, once they made that initial assessment and then he dies at some point in time without getting better and then worse, then in this case, the person who caused the injury, he would be liable. But if the opposite, if he got fully better and then he got sick again, we would say that the person who caused the injury is not guilty or liable for the death penalty. Rabbi Nehemia omer patur shiraglayim ladavar. Rabbi Nehemia disagrees. He says, no, we're not going to put this person to death because there's a support to the idea that the death came from something else. It's not automatic that he caused the death by hurting him. Maybe the death came from somewhere else. So therefore, we can't make a conclusion over here according to Rabbi Nehemia, and therefore we say the person is patur, is exempt, and we don't put him to death.